Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot and Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
Yes, sun's out, radio's out. It is Rabot and Co. here, ESPN 680, 105.7. Let's get it going here on a TGIF Friday edition of the show. Zach Cantrell, Louis Rabot, hanging out with you at Radio Louis on Twitter. Find the station at ESPN 680. We are a week from the Oaks, which means I'm going to sleep a lot less very soon, Zach. That's what. A lot less sleep coming up. It's just part of the gig.
I would have slept.
Just part of the gig. We will drag Zach Cantrell out there someday next week as well. A reminder of a lot of the things going on next week. Normal shows, Monday through Thursday. I will be at the track, obviously, but we will have our normal time slot, 10 to noon, excuse me. Here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Friday, we'll go 10 to 1. And on Saturday, Derby Day itself will go 11 to 2. So 6 hours of coverage those 2 days. We'll have you the other 4 days as well. So 14 hours of live radio from the track. Should be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to talking with everybody next week. And as I always tell people, Thurby's the best day. If you wanted to come by and say hi, we're up in 322 hanging out. And so if you wanted to come say hi, easily the best day, easiest days to come by on Thurby. You could probably meet Round Daddy too. How about that? You can compare who's wider. The answer is Streeble. All right. So the
I don't know.
He's looking good lately. Got that glutide going on, man. He's doing good. The other part is Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. We'll be out at Blind Squirrel. No charge to get in. Come on out, have a couple beers, maybe some dinner, whatever. And we'll do our annual Derby seminar for that. And, of course, man, we did our Derby draft yesterday. Steve Kornacki from NBC, of course. The track announcer, Churchill Downs, Travis Stone. And Caitlin Free, who's going to be working the paddock for Churchill Downs for the foreseeable future, joined us for that yesterday as well. I had to draft last, Zach.
Yeah, you wanted to draft last.
So I got my spot. And I feel good about my draft. We'll get into that at some point next week when Gandolfo joins us for the shows as part of the Horse Racing Happy Hour takeover of the show next week. Should be a lot of fun. But something happened this week, and we're getting back to positive radio, Zach.
We are.
Positive radio today. And here's why. Louisville basketball is doing the damn thing. They're doing what you're supposed to do in the modern era. They're getting the guys that are a level below the ACC and bringing them up, and they're getting a couple of transfers from high majors as well. And they're in on Jaden Quaintance in a very, very serious way. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what big boy programs are supposed to do. Not piddly. What do you call it? Piddly coach search?
Piddly coach search.
This isn't piddly recruiting. This is actually legitimate recruiting. And look, we got a Nabu. Don't cry, Abu.
Don't cry, Abu. I want to cry.
If you could find that and just have that part ready so that we avoid cursing, you're allowed to play it as many times today as you would have liked. But Traore is coming from Long Beach. We saw the old Cal State University Long Beach campus make the tournament, obviously, this year. But Chucky Hepburn's the one. And this is where you can start to dream if you're a U of L fan, I think. You bring in Abubakar Traore. You bring in Chucky Hepburn. And these are the kinds of guys that you build around, especially the modern era. And I think we went from the general thought, Zach, of, hey, let's make the tournament, please. Let's be better than we were. Let's be talking about the bubble on Selection Sunday. Do we not expect them to make the tournament at this point? I do. I think we're looking through the looking glass. Oh, Louis, they only have 7 players.
Ooh. we could hear him crying. I said, Abu, don't cry. Let me tell you something. Abu cried. He cried quite a bit. I wouldn't have cried.
I would have cried.
Cry baby back day. We were all calling
call it that. How many times have you and I to one another said I wouldn't have cried, but put a different verb in for cried?
Oh, the over under.
A thousand?
A thousand.
Yeah, okay. Right.
At least.
Yeah, yeah. It's from that, by the way, folks. That's Shane Gillis. If you had Beautiful Dogs.
Beautiful Dogs.
The, yeah, yeah. He does the whole Trump speech after the Baghdadi killing. But anyways, so Abu's is coming to Louisville.
Then never
don't cry, Abu. And Chucky Hepburn, of course. Zach, in 24 hours, I went from... I was sort of... okay, I want to be clear. The standard... the joke around here, of course, standard's a standard. But it is. It also just is. It's not a joke. That's right. These are top 10 programs around here. They're supposed to be, at least. And... both of them are not acting like it lately. Louisville's finally starting to act like it again. This is top 10 stuff. And so, no, I went from be better than you were last year, get your feet under you, Pat Kelsey, to go win some tournament games now. And that's where I'm at today. That's awesome.
And that's where you want to be.
Fantastic. Yes, thank God. This is exactly where we want to be. Because this talk of, like, can they make the Charleston kid work at ACC, or can they make some, like, those conversations are not interesting. And by the way, that's why this show didn't overreact to early recruiting. Because eventually these things start to work themselves out. And we always forget to, Cal was getting dudes in like August and July, right? Like later in the summer. Now everybody's got to be in the portal, what, the next 6 days?
Yeah.
Right? 5-6 days, something like that.
So yeah, it closes May 1st.
Right. So we're getting to the point where even those, and we talked about this yesterday with Ben Roberts, that it's going to make more uniform the process of getting these guys out of the transfer portal. That's the best way to say it, I think. And so not only will you have the guys who are in the transfer portal or dealing with, I don't know, some sort of NBA draft or whatever, all of those grad transfers are going to be in there as well. So there's a lot of time, like for Mark Pope, for example, or frankly for Louisville to fill out the rest of their roster, right? Now, I legitimately, Chucky Hepburn, man. Let's talk about him first. This part is really interesting to me, because when we did the hires and the talk, and we looked at Ken Pomczak, the two coaches that got hired locally have something very much in common. On the offensive side, they are regarded as very forward-thinking, progressive guys on offense, right? They are thought of that in that way. Mark Pope, probably not very progressive in other things. I'm kidding. It's funny. Everyone laugh. Squints, though, over here at U of L, very forward-thinking with his offense. What is Chucky Hepburn known for?
His defense.
He's a defensive player. So, interesting sort of start here, because Amari Williams on the UK side gets picked up for, is it Drexel?
Drexel. Drexel Warrior.
Two-time defensive player of the year in his conference.
Correct.
Right? Chucky Hepburn comes in, and I'm not downplaying this at all, by the way, because the guy can score. I watched him play in the Big Ten. I watched this guy a lot. He's got two things really going for him, frankly, the defense, and he is not a turnover machine. And was there anything worse, Zach, the last 2 years of Louisville basketball than just the turnovers?
No.
Just the L. Ellis up in the air, where do I throw the ball? Turnovers.
The press conferences
just
or the turnovers?
Just Sky Clark, what the hell are you in the air for? Turnovers. Over and over and over again. And with a guy like Chucky Hepburn, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. By the way, also having a guy named Chucky on your team, kind of fun. It's kind of fun.
Last time I've heard of anyone named Chucky, it was John Gruden. I'll tell you what,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right.
I'll tell you, though, Chucky Hepburn's a very good defender. He can score. That's not his first thing.
No.
But what Louisville's doing now is they're going from filling out the roster to getting big boys.
To getting the big boys.
We're not just, this is cute that we're getting a couple Charleston guys to come to us. No,
and we'll figure out who the starter's going to be.
Now you're getting Fat
you know, yes, right.
And then you get Chucky Hepburn.
Yep.
Those are guys that have been in big games, been in NCAA tournament games, been on that spotlight
and
before.
And won a lot.
And there's now, look, the standard, as we've said, the standard is the standard. But it's gone from, make the tournament, hopefully. Now it's, you better make the tournament and win a game in the tournament.
Oh, because I think so, too. I think
you're
so,
going out.
That's where we're at.
That's
awesome.
Where we're at.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Where we should be.
Yeah. He's from Omaha, Nebraska, is Chucky Hepburn. Look, he started every game in 103 appearances for them in three seasons, over 1,000 points, 300 assists, almost 300 rebounds, and over 150 steals. This is the exact kind of guy that, as an older transfer, you want to get.
Yep.
This is it. And so this is, I mean, like, the shooting last year, by the way, 43, 32, 73. That's what you want. That is what you want. Would you like it to be better from three in the new system? The answer is, of course. Is he going to have to shoot a lot of threes in the new system? I don't think he is.
Probably not.
He's going to have three teammates on the floor that can. And that's part of the new, that's part of the new offenses, right? That you have multiple guys that are threats from deep or threats from anywhere, frankly, right? And you're going to get that with Pat Kelsey. 11 Louisville players are in the portal now, of course, as well as, who's the last one? Tyler, right?
Tyler Johnson.
Tyler was the last one.
Well, Glenn just committed to FAU.
Have you seen the pictures of that campus?
Yeah, there's a reason guys are going there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they got money, too.
There's no why would Dusty May leave that to go to Ann Arbor, Michigan? Just saying.
Texter, I want a chunky Hepburn. Give me a big boy. It's really fascinating to watch the other part of this, which is not just the Chucky Hepburns of the world or the Abus of the world, but to be in on guys like Great Osabor, for example. I think that's a big thing, a big transfer that could be part of this as well. Mount West Player of the Year, All-American honorable mention last season. He's going to visit just ahead of the Derby, so he'll be here, Tuesday through Thursday, something like that. What a time to be in town.
Yeah.
By the way, have you noticed, Zach? And I know you live downtown, so this affects your life a little less.
Okay.
The grass gets pretty long around this town in April.
Yeah.
And then every city worker's job is to cut the lawns and the medians and everything around this town right ahead of Derby. Gets real clean. Gets real nice looking around here for a week and a half.
Did you see Pat Kelsey, by the way, showed up at the airport to greet... greet the recruits, because, you know,
crap.
Matty Bang said that's never happened before.
He did?
I can't...
He went to the airport?
Yeah. He went to the airport to pick up his recruits. Pick up the players.
Like, drove his car there?
Yes.
Wow.
Waited for the plane to come in. He was sitting there, maybe had
like
the sign.
Like, he knew the schedule?
He knew the schedule.
Oh, my gosh.
This is revolutionary.
What an involved coach.
Wow. Mark Pope's doing the same thing. These guys are forward thinkers.
Oh, man. By the way, if Great Osabor comes here or to Lexington, I need open locker rooms because he's from England.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already going to have Amari Williams. I just need British accents around college basketball. That's all I need. That's it. Let's go.
Yeah, we don't get many of those.
No, we don't. I just need it. Let's go.
Are we bringing back tea?
I'm getting so many Chucky dolls on the chest line. It's disturbing. Stop it, people. Oh, man, Texter, do you think, Louie, do you think horse racing is growing or declining? I don't care for it, to be honest, but is it getting more popular or are people losing interest? That's a complicated question. I would say there is the old timers in the sport really lament the fact that horse racing is playing up the event party get together thing about horse racing. Oh, they're talking fashion again. Oh, they're talking drinks again. Talk about the horses. You don't know. No, just get them to the track. If 100 people go to the track and three of them really like it, you got three new fans. I don't know why that's complicated or why you care why people are there. Like, why do you care that my wife's at a baseball game because she likes to have a Mike's Hard Lemonade and a hot dog? Like, what do you care about that?
They're there.
They're there. That's exactly right. Like, shut up. Like, the motivations for why people go really bothers me. I'm not going after the Texter, by the way. It's a fair question. But I think horse racing's in an interesting spot where the full stands on a Thursday days are obviously over. But the ability to bet on your phone with sports, if you go into the DraftKings app, for example, I'll use them because we're going to be partnering them next week, is they just have DK Horse as one of the options at the top. Like, you just go to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if these sports books see horse racing as an opportunity for them to just make money, because remember, the difference is this. If you bet on DraftKings today, if you bet the Cavaliers, whatever, who sucked last night.
Well, they were watching the draft.
Apparently. Or were at the draft. Yeah. It's probably more accurate. They might have been in Detroit.
Yeah, they got rerouted from Orlando to Detroit.
If you bet the Cavs and you win, they have to pay you.
Correct.
If you bet a horse and it wins, the track... it comes out of the track's coffers, right? So that's not exactly correct, because it's actually if you place a bet and win and I place a bet and lose, you actually get my money. Let's put it that way. But the track pays DraftKings a small percentage just to host the bet. Just to host the bet. And if you think that's not attractive to a DraftKings or to a Caesars or to a FanDuel, why do you think FanDuel bought TVG? They bought them because they know if you bet a dollar, they make 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? It doesn't cost us anything. There's no risk for us. We just need to get you to the app. I think long-term, that might actually be the play for a lot of those. Texture Satterfield said his favorite song, favorite thing about U of L is how close it is to the airport, LOL.
Yep.
So true. It's such a good text. Texture, I'm imagining Kelsey dressed up as a limo driver with a sign of each of the players he's recruiting. Now, that's funny. That's corny, that's but good. Funny. That'd be corny, but funny. I'm into it. Yeah, it'd be great.
Does he have he's keep... Keeps doing the like the Love Actually or whatever.
Yeah.
Going through the boards, like telling
them
how much he loved
them. I'm a surprised you know that movie.
Yeah.
A girlfriend make you watch it?
No.
Okay.
I've seen the memes.
Okay. You haven't watched the movie?
No.
Okay. That strikes me as a movie Blanket Becker would really like.
Oh, no doubt. Probably quotes the entire thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. But no, good things happen. We're going to talk about it. Good thing is happening right now, man. That's fantastic. It yes. really is. And I hope Pat Kelsey's worth his salt because he's going to have dudes.
And you can hear how excited we actually are to talk about this instead of a freaking coaching search all the time.
Yeah. Texter, Louis, everyone knows U of L has won exactly one NCAA game since 2016. Off the top of your head, can you and Zach name the team the Cards defeated in March of 2017?
Oh, good Lord.
All right, I will let Zach go first, and then I will wager a bet.
So they were a two seed in 17 and lost to Michigan in the second round.
In which year?
2017.
So they were bounced?
They were bounced by Michigan.
Okay.
Because the only time they made it since was 19. They lost to Minnesota. 2017, they beat...
All right, because I think it was... I think it was a Southern school. I have one in my head...
I was thinking...
I had forgotten the Michigan game, but you're right.
Yeah, they lost to Michigan. I was going to say something like...
Was that early Juwan Howard, or was Beeline still there?
Beeline.
No, it's 17. Yeah. Is it Jacksonville State?
I'm thinking it's like Jacksonville State or like Northern Arizona or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
That.
My brain says Jacksonville State. Text back in if I'm right or wrong. You think maybe Northern Arizona? Did they play... God, did they have Northern Arizona on the schedule? That rings a bell.
I know. That's
is Northern
first...
Arizona D1 in basketball?
It's the first thing that popped in my head.
Okay. Jacksonville State's in my head. I don't know why. Texas, so you're saying there's a chance. Yeah, no, that's what we're saying. That's right.
It was Jacksonville State.
It was all about me. Look at that. All right. That was the one I had in my head.
There you go.
You usually know all these things. So I'm stunned that I got that one.
They were a 15 seed.
Michigan was a 7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Louisville. That was a good team.
Yeah, that was Donovan Mitchell's
yep.
last year.
That was a good team.
Yeah, Michigan had some dudes.
But they had some dudes, too. That's right. Oh, they underachieved the whole year. Beeline was the weirdest guy to follow at Michigan because they would... Some years they were like... It felt like at least. Like 14-4 in the league or something. Like
yeah.
Just run through the Big... Which is insane, by the way. That does not happen in conference play.
No.
And then he would get to the tournament and do nothing. Or they'd be like 10-8 in the conference. And then they're like, oh, we'll go beat Donovan Mitchell in the second round.
It's if I remember so correctly, that was the team that had the plane accident right before the Big Ten tournament, and then they went out and won it.
Sounds right, actually. Oh, nailed it, Jacksonville State. There you go. Yeah. There you go. Appreciate the texture. God, Jacksonville State.
Rich Rodriguez University now. Jacksonville State.
That poor guy. He's way too good of a coach to be there.
Wait, they won like 8 or 9 games last year.
Yeah, yeah. No, oh, no, the guy can coach. Hey, of course.
Sure he can.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, they screwed that up in Michigan. He should have won so much there.
Oh, he had it set up ready to roll, and they got rid of him too early.
Just screwed it up.
Can you imagine him?
Be so good in the Big Ten.
He could have gotten the last 2 years of Denard Robinson.
Man.
What he could have done with that?
No. I'm glad I didn't have to find out.
I'm glad I didn't either.
I'll be really honest with you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank Jeff and the folks down at Bourbon Country Cannabis. We were out there last week. They sponsor this first hour of every Friday. It is our happy hour here on Rabot & Co., all the CBD, all the THC products that you need, better sleep, just that mood alter. I am very excited. Jeff emailed me yesterday, and he said, hey, man, how goes it? And, Zach, I think I talked about this last week. They sell a product called Uplift at their stores, and it has caffeine in it. So it's kind of like the day drinking option with the old CBD, if you will. And so tried a couple of those, got into them last weekend, of course, and they're fantastic. And Jeff's agreed we're going to get another batch together to get ready for Derby week as well. So if you are interested in maybe trying a dry Derby, doing something like that, go try our hang out with our friends down there at Bourbon Country Cannabis, New Albany, Nulu, St. Matthews, three different stores. But of course, you can find them Hectares, HECTARES.com, Hectares.com. Get the drinks available at Evergreen Liquors, Cox's as well. Go get those. Just a fantastic, fantastic opportunity for you. Try something a little different around Derby this year with our friends at Bourbon Country Cannabis. More, you know, it's NFL draft time. Got to get into what happened last night. Michael Penix, we talk about him next.
Regulators, mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice. So I said,
you're listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, back at it. TGIF edition of the show here. Got you through the week once again on Rabeau and Co. here, ESPN 680-1057. A text from Longshot that we will get into. This is the kind of stuff I live for on the text line. We will get right back into that again. Louisville baseball hosting Clemson this weekend. 6 o'clock start, so 5:50 pregame with our guy Sean Moth over on 93.9. As you exit the drive with Mark Ennis, of course, inside Churchill Downs at 6, the draft back at it at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN 680-1057. And, of course, George and the Baranos folks dropping off lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios today. Want to thank them. 46 years of Louisville-style pizza. Yeah, it's that good. Baranos pizza. Our guy Longshot texted in yesterday. J.D. Creed could shock him in the 8th at Keeneland. Quote, ran fifth at 54-1. It got beat by two. King Louie, you and Zach should do an outdoor neighborhood show at my Hole in the Wall Central Avenue Beer Depot.
Done.
Need some characters. Straight look at the Twin Spires. P.S. If you got to take a dump, you got to go to the women's. The men's doesn't have a toilet. Listen.
Done.
There's a lot going on in that text. And I love every freaking piece of that text. You understand me? So Longshot, text me again. I'll get your number. I'm going to come take a picture at your joint next week. We're doing it. But we're doing it. But it's not happening. It's happening. 100%. One with your store in the background, one with the Spires in the background. We're doing that. 100%. We're doing it. It's going to be great. Figure it out. Central Avenue Beer Depot. Let's go. Me and my racing vest. Loafers, racing vest, hanging out at the Central Avenue Beer Depot. I'm all about it. Let's go. That'd be great. All right, so the draft first round happens last night, Zach. I think the only, like, oh, they did that, was Penix in the top 10, right?
I think
otherwise,
so.
I wasn't, I didn't hear a name and go, oh, right? That really didn't happen last night, right? And usually there's, like, a guy who's, like, a third rounder. Like, Jahmyr Gibbs last year was probably one of these guys, right? Where you're like, okay, he'll go, like, 40th or 60th, something like that. And then the Lions are like, oh, it's 18? Great, let's go. Like, you know, that kind of thing. I didn't have one of those last night personally. Did you?
Bo Nix being 12.
Okay.
I thought that was a reach. Bo Nix in the first round would not have surprised me, but I think that was a classic case of a team panicking because they're seeing all these quarterbacks get picked ahead of them. Five quarterbacks had already been taken, and Sean Payton with the quarterback room that he's got with Jarrett Stidham and a bunch of nobodies. He looked at it and said, if I don't pick Bo Nix now, I'm not going to get the opportunity to pick a quarterback in this draft that he really likes. So I think it was a slight reach for the Broncos. I thought that pick confused me more than the Penix pick, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, well, you and I both had Penix graded out better. Here's what's wild, though. I think because of where they went, I think there's a chance that Nix actually has a better career.
That could happen, because Bo Nix's probably going to play quicker.
And I think he's underrated athletically. He's really athletic.
Yeah.
And that really matters in the modern game. And so I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be a star, but I think there's a chance he has a better...
The thing that confuses me with the Falcons is that they are playing both sides of the fence, where if you're going to have the number 8 pick and you're going to have Kirk Cousins, then you should use the number 8 pick to help Kirk Cousins for the next 4 years after you've signed into a $180 million contract. If you are planning to pick a quarterback at number 8, then don't spend $180 million on Kirk Cousins. Spend $180 million on pieces around whoever you pick to help him.
That part's a very strange choice. it needs to be said two things. The first is Joe Alt going fifth instead of seventh was funny. And watching all the Titans fans go, oh crap, we assumed that guy was going to be there for sure. And then second, the Lions trade with the Dallas Cowboys. And for the first time we can say on this show, how did Louis' Detroit Lions affect the Dallas Cowboys?
And actually mean it. It's not a joke. It actually happened.
And I'm stunned I didn't get crushed on Twitter last night. Oh my God, it's happening. You people need to be better. Andrew Bosch, your McDonald's is here. Donald's is here. Our salespeople are not very astute. Tell you what, I got to do all the work for these people. Nikki the Boots just walking around, smelling. I mean, it's just, I can smell it through the glass. Look at him. Just smells like Nick Valvano. There's no other way to describe that smell, is there?
No.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Text the teams that needed defense won last night. Oh, goodness, yes. The defensive players you got after 15 in this draft.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable.
The first 14 picks were offensive players. That's a record that is never going to be broken.
I agree with that. The other part that we do forget, though, is how many times, though, have we watched the top 10 and 8 players are defensive?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that actually happens. And this goes in waves. But 14 in a row? No, it doesn't do that. That's a
well, what's the
extraordinary
other thing
anomaly.
We Go talked on. About the depth of wide receiver and offensive linemen shown on display in this draft
That's
as
right.
well. A lot of linemen getting picked. A lot yep. of receivers got picked. Of course, we knew it was going to be quarterback heavy. We're seeing some edge guys as well. Of course, Latu from the Colts. I like the pick because he's the best pass rusher in this draft.
I agree.
I don't know who that is, but anyway. He's the best pass rusher in the draft. The only concern that I have about him is he had neck problems, which made him medically retire for a couple of years, so he had to go transfer to UCLA. But the last 2 years, 23 sacks. In a 4-3 defense with the Colts last year, they had 51 sacks, fifth in the league in that department. They just got better there. Now they've got a true edge pass rusher that I think can be a difference maker for them. I would have been fine with him or Dallas Turner or Terrion Arnold. The Lions really won getting Terrion Arnold, but one of those three guys. The Colts had to go defense here. I think if they weren't going to pick a wide receiver, I would have been fine if they did. But going Latu, I'm good with that. Dallas Turner lasting as long as he did kind of surprised
yeah,
me a
right.
little bit.
Yep.
The Vikings making two draft trades, which you rarely ever see,
especially in the first round.
Yeah, so they had the 11th pick and the 23rd pick. They picked twice in the first round, but neither at the spot that they were designated to do so.
So Colts overall, let's go local teams first. Okay,
yeah. We'll how about start the with Eagles the also going Quinyon Marshall? Surprise one to Georgia guy.
I know, but I think they don't miss. I think he's going to be a very fine.
No, he's very good.
Very fine quarterback, especially once he gets non-Toledo training. all right, so Latu goes to the Colts.
Yeah.
At 15, first defensive player off the board. Question for you is pretty straightforward, actually. The Colts are there at 15. They get their pick of all of the defensive players.
Yes.
Is Latu the guy you would have taken first? I don't think it's a bad pick. I want to be very clear.
No, like
I think it's a totally fine pick. And frankly, his numbers at UCLA that you pointed out are excellent. If we're going production-wise last two seasons, he's a good pick for the Colts.
Yeah, and he's good at tracking the quarterback. He's not just one of those defensive ends that gets there. And then once the quarterback moves around, he's out of the play. He's effective. He's a speed guy. They had three options, and neither one of them would have been wrong. Terrion Arnold, him, or Dallas Turner. I would have been fine with any of those three. I'm fine with Latu. Of course, the neck problem persists, but he hadn't seemed to have a problem for the last couple years or so. So if he's been able to overcome those injury issues, I think it's a really good pick. We're not talking about Michael Penix's injury issues as much. He's still got
You're
picked
right.
top 10.
You're right about
so
that.
Let's go ahead and give Latu the same courtesy because it's been about the same length of time.
I think he's shown the last 2 years that he's healthy.
Yeah.
I just think that Amarius Mims goes to the Bengals from Georgia, 6'8", 340. He's a man. 340. He's a man. He's 340. What do you say about Amarius Mims to the them going O-tackle? Excuse me, D-line.
Well, Joe Burrow's had two season-ending injuries in his 4 years of starting
Probably
quarterback.
Time to start doing
so
this.
You need to go get offensive linemen. Plus, I mean, I know Ardarius Mims in many ways is a project, but he's been blocking Georgia defensive ends and linebackers the last 2 years, and they've raved about him, and we've seen what Georgia defensive players are doing in the NFL, so I have no problem with the move.
Did the term violent hands get tiring last night?
Yeah, it's like when Jay Billis used to say wingspan all
oh,
the time.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I could have done without violent hands.
Oh, violent
First hands. Couple times it was fine. Yeah. Then it's like, okay.
It's a little
now we're just falling back on cliches here.
The Titans thought they were going to have Joe Alt fall to them at 7. They end up with J.C. Latham out of Alabama. How much of a step down is Latham from Alt in Zach's mind?
I think it's a pretty big step down. I think Joel's clearly the best lineman in this draft. I don't even know if J.C. Latham is the second best lineman.
He can't play left tackle either. Right?
That's the problem. If you're going to pick an offensive lineman in the top 10, you better make sure he can play left tackle because that's the most important of the offensive line positions. I would have picked Olufoshanu from Penn State ahead of him. I think there are other linemen that I like more than I like J.C. Latham.
I was just going to ask you. So Fashanu's right behind him, obviously 11th. To the Jets. The Jets didn't screw up their pick.
No,
about that.
No, they got it right.
And then after that, of course, Fuaga from Oregon State goes to the Saints at 14. Who do you like better there, Fuaga or Latham out of Alabama?
I think I would have taken Latham, barely. Okay. Okay. I would have taken Latham.
They're about the same, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about the Bears going out and getting Roma Dunze, and now that receiver core and that offensive weapon group much better than we all thought it was going to be. You got DJ Moore, you get a Dunze, you've got now Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, remember they signed him in free agency. That's a sneaky good offense. That's a team that won 7 games last year, and they're significantly better now offensively.
Where Louis was wrong. So, you know, I've talked the last couple of days about interior D line. Guess how many interior D linemen went in the draft last night? Zero.
Zippo.
Guess how many edge rushers went? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
So, where Louis was wrong.
Still
bad
edge guys.
Now, however, you did see the Steelers go to Fautanu. That's easy for me to say. Go to Troy Fautanu, who's a guard. A straight-up guard, man. And everyone's lauding that pick. They love it.
Yeah, some are saying he's the second best offensive tackle in the draft.
But he's going to play guard.
He's going to play guard.
Okay.
Yes. He's playing guard at this level.
What's interesting is if you get that guy in and he likes Pittsburgh, he can be your guard for 9 to 12 years.
Yeah, he's a day one starter.
Correct. And he could just do that. And you get that guy at 20?
Yeah.
That's pretty strong, man. All right, so other guys that stood out. You mentioned Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo goes to Philadelphia. The first thing he texted me was, I can't believe he didn't play Georgia, which is funny. Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU, the wide receiver, goes to Jacksonville at 23. Now, this is clearly, hey, you know, Trevor Lawrence, we're going to try to get you some help on the outside. This is a deep wide receiver class. Was it deep enough for Brian Thomas Jr. to go in the first round?
Yes, okay. I think it was. He's basically Calvin Ridley's replacement. Because remember, Calvin Ridley was on the Jaguars last year. He's no longer there. You got Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, Gabe Davis. They've got a decent wide receiver core down there. Brian Thomas is a guy. He's got good speed, but he's more of a red zone kind of target, bigger guy. And, I mean, again, what did we talk about yesterday? Brian Kelly coaching malpractice. You have Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, and Brian Thomas all go in the first round, and you just don't do anything with them.
Lions trade up. Quinyon Mitchell obviously off the board. They get Terrion Arnold at 24, the second corner off the board. What says Zach about that one? I thought, frankly, and look, blue-colored glasses, whatever with me, I like the pick. I don't mind the trade. There's very clearly an emphasis in Detroit now on quality over quantity in the draft. Like, they're willing to give up a third-rounder to move up 5-6 spots in the first round if they think that's the guy.
He's the best corner in this draft. I would have picked him over Quinyon Mitchell.
I agree. Okay.
And it's a steal for the Lions. I mean, remember last year they got Brian Branch from Alabama?
In any other draft, he's like 12th, right?
Yes.
Okay.
At least.
Right? Yes. Maybe 10th.
Remember last year they got Brian Branch from Alabama? He turned out to be really good in his rookie year.
Yep.
And this is a guy that's going up against.
You joke about Georgia with Philly. They're clearly doing the Alabama route in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bad route to go, by the way.
No, you're right.
But no, I think he's a guy that could be a number one corner going up against the best receivers, and I think he's going to hold his own. He had 5 interceptions last year. Very good press man-to-man guy. That's a great addition for the Lions, and to trade up and get him I thought was smart by Brad Holmes. And after last year, I completely trust Brad Holmes. I killed his draft last year and turned out he was
totally right.
Perfect on the draft last year.
By the way, I totally gaffed. Yes, Byron Murphy went 16th. He's a D tackle.
There was only one.
But yeah, I screwed up. Thank you, 406. I screwed that up for sure. Texter, get into your text now, 437-968. We'll do draft the rest of the hour here. We'll get in some horses to start the next
Micah
hour.
Parsons is mad. That's how you know the Eagles got it.
Yeah.
They picked right.
They
is when a cowboy
right.
is mad about it.
How does that affect the cowboy?
Well, it affects Dak Prescott because he's got a new guy to throw interceptions
to. That's right. Texter, so Bowers, I really dislike the Bowers pick as a Raiders fan. We drafted tight end in the first round last year, and we had the opportunity to draft one of the top two corners this year. I can't disagree with that take, because if you go first round on something like tight end, Zach, so something not like back-to-back years, you're drafting linemen or something.
Sure.
Like, you need 10 of those, right? You need 12 of those, right?
Yeah. Or wide receivers or
whatever. But, like, I agree with the texter here. When both of those guys are still on the board and you're the Raiders, you need to shore that.
No, if you're going up against Patrick Mahomes, you're going up against Justin Herbert, you need secondary.
Yep. And I think with Harbaugh in L.A., it's a different division.
I think I would have gone Terrion Arnold in that spot. Nothing against Brock Bowers. I think Brock Bowers falling to 13 was a little bit surprising, and I think he's a great player. But I don't know if the Raiders are better off because of that, right? Somewhat selfishly, I wanted him to drop to Indianapolis because I wanted him.
Texter, who's the guy who was told by doctors to never play football again? That was a weird graphic for draft night.
Yeah, Latu.
I don't know why they do that.
Oh, they do this all the time. It's like this. Remember?
Well, and I don't know where the talking point came from, but how many times did Greenberg last night say you're watching families realize their dream?
Oh, like
15 times.
Are we watching Lifetime?
And I just know, but like, that's when you know it's in his ear.
Yes.
He's not thinking that.
Yeah.
And I wonder where.
You like how I wonder where that comes during from. These drafts all the time, they'll be like, his mom was a crackhead and he was out on the streets when he was 10 years old, and look at him now getting drafted.
Texter, did you know Willie Cauley-Stein played receiver in high school? I had no idea. How about that? Texter, every time Louis does a Cane's read, I get violent hands. I get it. I do. Texter, let me read that text in Cane's voice again.
Every time Louis does a Cane's read. I get violent hands.
There you go. So there you go. All right. Texter. Can someone make me feel good about my Panthers trading up for the... oh, man.
No. Not here.
Sorry, buddy.
Nope.
South Carolina.
Your owner is David Tepper. This is basically your existence until he dies.
I got nothing to add to that. That is the proper analysis. Texter, DT at 16. I apologize. Yep. Where did Bowers go? 13. Texter, the Lions need to be sending the Falcons a load of thank you flowers. Them taking Penix at 8 at made the next picks, the five pickers freak out. That's what you said actually before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Was people saw quarterbacks going early and they went, oh crap, we got to get Bo Nix at 12.
They do this all the time.
They do this all the time.
They panic.
But that's a good text from the texter. That's totally right.
The Broncos panic picked. Bo Nix should have been a late first round pick, early second round pick, but they thought, we're not getting another opportunity. We got to grab him at 12. And it's the only position that people do this. They'll wait on linemen. They'll wait on receivers. They don't wait on quarterbacks.
Look, so a guy texts in, Louis, I'm confused. Am I supposed to eat the chicken or am I supposed to do like the American pie thing with it? And look, that's your business. It's not mine. That's what it is. I can't
help their own.
Yeah, this show does not judge people for how they treat Cane's chicken. It is what it is. The slathering and all.
As long as you have Cane's chicken.
Just eat chicken. Yeah, just get it. That's good. Yeah. Texter, when I saw Bowers still available when the Raiders picked, I knew they were going to pick him. LOL. Oh, yes.
No. I'm a little surprised the Raiders didn't pick Xavier Worthy because he set the combine record. Foul Davis were alive, Xavier Worthy would be a Raider right now.
Oh, man. Texter, most of these kids are already rich from playing in college. Many of them are. That's right. Yes, many of them are. Yeah, that's the other part of this. It's like, oh, their families are they're so much better. I'm like, did you see every guy in this draft?
Do you think Marvin Harrison Jr.'s family is that much? I think they're doing okay.
He's exceptional. But like, Caleb Williams made a lot of money at USC.
Yeah, he did.
He's fine.
Of course.
No, he was doing Dr. Pepper commercials. Made a lot of money at LSU. He's fine.
Uh-huh.
Drake Mays at North Carolina. You think those guys in those sweater vests aren't giving him money? Of course they are. Oh, man.
I love seeing Belichick crush the Patriots for picking Drake May because he's still mad at the Patriots.
Texter wants to know. So we're definitely out on Dave Canales fixing the Panthers. Come on, guys. It isn't that. It's
the owner.
It's if he gets to do the job, and we're not convinced he gets to do the job. Right?
That's right.
That's what I feel, at least. I'm not convinced the owner can get out of the way.
The owner will interfere with everything, or he'll throw beer on fans.
Yes.
No, that's the problem. It's the owner. The last couple years, it's been perfectly clear it's the owner. Baker Mayfield was the quarterback at Carolina. He looked inept. Why? Because they couldn't put anything around him. The Panthers are going to ruin poor Bryce Young's career. And I'm happy as a Ohio State fan that they didn't pick C.J. Stroud, because C.J. Stroud would be a bum.
This poor Panthers fan. I'm sorry, sir or ma'am. I just I can't help you, buddy. Keep the text coming. 437-9680. Do have to take a break. Want to thank my friends at Hectares. HECTARES.com. Hectares.com. Bourbon Country Cannabis. Get in there. Better sleep, better mood, lower your anxiety, all kinds of great effects from CBD and the products they have down there. They got them for literally listed by what they are. If you need energy, if you need sleep, if you need to help your pets, whatever it might be, go check them out at Bourbon Country Cannabis, St. Matthews, Nulu, and in New Albany as well. On the other end, we'll wrap up our draft discussion and start getting into Derby Week stuff. Do it next here, Rabeau & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7.
No sleep till...
You're listening to Rabeau & Co. here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, welcome back in. Final segment on a Friday edition of the show here in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Louis Rabeau at Radio Louis on Twitter, hanging out with Zach Cantrell, walking through the rest of the NFL draft. First round, of course, get back at it tonight. We'll have that on our air starting at 7. That'll be after Inside Churchill Downs at 6 o'clock. Today is their big show, Zach. So if people are interested in the folks that are at Churchill, this is your chance to hear from them ahead of the Derby. All of the draws will be tomorrow for the Oaks and Derby cards as part of the festivities of tomorrow night. The Oaks and Derby draw between a couple of races out there as well. We will have Louisville baseball for you all weekend. 6 o'clock first pitch today, 1 o'clock tomorrow, and Sunday over on 93.9 as well. Were you here for Benton last night for Soccer City? Was that you?
I was just getting out of here because I did roundtable.
Got it. Who did Benton's show?
As far as...
Your chair.
Oh, I don't know. He was in with Milby. I know that.
Milby was here.
Yeah.
How about that? Man, oh, man. You know, everybody talks about Lance McGarvey's voice. Give me Milby.
Milby.
Give me Milby. I love you, Lance.
I don't know enough of McGarvey's voice to tell you.
It is true. By the way, programming today, the show after us, Fast Break Friday, including Pat Kelsey, Coach Pat Kelsey of Louisville Men's Basketball at 1:05 this afternoon. So make sure you are tuned in to catch a man who's had a very, very good week. Bob will tell you it doesn't matter. You got to let the cake bake and wait for these players to get here. But the rest of us will say that he had a good week. I'm kidding, Bob. All right. So texter. Williams at Adunze was a dream result for the Bears. I actually agree with that.
Completely agree.
I absolutely agree with that, and you're hoping that that's a duo for a very long time in Chicago.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Roma Adunze might have been the number one receiver in a lot of other drafts.
I agree.
He had 13 touchdowns last year. He and Penix had that great combination. I think the Bears really had a choice between Fashanu at Penn State or Roma Adunze. I think either one of those would have been a good pick, but no, if you're the Bears, you look at the receivers that they've got, you look at the weapons they've got, that's a scary offense right now. The NFC North is very quietly becoming one of the best divisions in the league. I mean, the Lions aren't going anywhere. The Packers are just going to continue to ascend. Bears might have a chance to make some noise next year, potentially be a wild card team if Caleb Williams lives up to the
expectations. The Vikings need to be careful right now because that division's getting really good. The Packers are going to be good for a while.
Yes, they are.
Jordan Love's way better than people want to admit.
Yep.
And I don't know how long the Jared Goff thing will last in Detroit, but four or five more years with him?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe three, four then?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, that's in the NFL, it's a long time.
I'm going to throw a bucket of cold water on people that are making the Penix-Jordan Love comparison. Jordan Love was 22 years old. He was a young guy. Rodgers was thinking about retiring. Kirk Cousins has shown no signs of or no indications that he wants to retire, and Penix is 24 years old. So by the time, if Kirk Cousins plays his entire contract, then Penix would be 28 years old.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
So
that ain't happening.
It's Kirk Cousins happening. Either going to have to go in the next year or two, or
you know what
this
try
is
for?
A wasted pick.
The Vikings. Sorry, that's a good line. It's actually, to be fair, the drop-off from Knicks to Rattler is massive. If the Broncos didn't take Knicks, the Raiders would have. I'm a Broncos fan, and I wanted either Q Mitchell or Dallas Turner. Oh, I get it. No. And we talked about that a lot with the quarterbacks, that drop-off. I think what Zach and I would say is you just wait a year.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it sucks to deal with Zach Wilson for a year. But unless you think Bo Nix is high-level guy, you don't take him.
They must think that next year's quarterback class stinks.
Well, that's the other part. I saw that tweet, too. Was that Chris Vanini?
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people had that take. But, yes, to get six guys in the top 12, people must think next year's
who's
class
who's the star quarterback next year?
It's a great question.
Right now,
I was thinking about that. The list is very short.
Probably the most well-known name is Quinn Ewers at Texas, and there are people saying Arch Manning's better than him.
Right.
So
right.
Nobody stands out right now as the top quarterback. Like, everybody knew coming into this year, Caleb Williams, Drake May, they were going to be the guys. Yep. Everybody knew that. I don't think we have that guy for next season at this moment.
What is everyone laughing about the airport? Texter, Mark Pope lost the BYU kid he picked up at the airport, and PK got the guy he picked up at the airport. It all happened on the same level. That's what everyone's laughing about. 100% we're laughing about that. Don't worry. Yes, it's funny. That's why we made the joke earlier. Texter, I forgot the Panthers still existed until their pick came up.
Did the Bears fleece them or what?
No kidding, man. No kidding.
Get that pick last year, yep. The Panthers get Bryce Young and nothing else. The Bears get Roma Dunze. They get Caleb Williams. They've gotten a couple other guys that are already...
What's more likely, that Bryce Young's actually good and that he plays for the Panthers, or that he's not good and he plays for the Panthers?
It's too early to tell.
It's tough.
But I just don't see it working there. There are a lot of teams... I mean, it's kind of like what Justin Fields is going to be potentially in Pittsburgh, where the Bears just kind of ruined him because they never gave him an offensive line or weapons.
Right.
And he might turn out to be really good in Pittsburgh for all we know. I think that's out there.
Texter, how long do cousins and uncles wait after the pick is announced to ask their relatives for money? Do we want to get into like the family stuff that happened at the draft last night?
Oh, of course.
Okay. There's something that didn't happen on Twitter last night that should have, and I'm disappointed in everyone. I'm just not... this is probably where I'm too old, Zach, to do like screenshots and make memes and do those things. I'm probably just too old quick enough to do those things. But Brock Bauer's sister having a leg sleeve of tattoos and then him getting drafted by the Raiders is funny.
Perfect.
It's funny.
She knew.
And no one took it up.
Oh, I did.
But no, you didn't make a meme.
I didn't make a meme.
I would have retweeted it. No one made it. I'm very unhappy with the world right now. Western civilization is better than this. You see that woman sitting on that couch with a leg sleeve of bad tattoos, and her brother gets drafted by the Raiders, and I don't... No. We got to be better. We got to be way better as a culture.
The all-time family moment. Do you remember when Russell Wilson got picked in the third round? His ex-girlfriend or whatever is thinking that she's set up for life, and he dumped her like a year later.
It's actually, this is why fantasy football has been my main way of interacting with the NFL for the last few years. I hate David Tepper. Look, no. This poor Panthers fan. Thank you for hanging out.
Nobody likes
I can't
David
believe
Tepper.
You're sitting through this segment on the draft. But yes, it is the positive about fantasy sports is you actually do get to know the players. The downside of fantasy sports is it makes you root against your own team.
Patriots and 49ers have had early trade talks for Deebo Samuel. That's surprising.
The 49ers who told us last night they're not going to trade anybody?
Yeah, and not only that, it was Brandon Ayuk that was supposed to get traded.
Let's go ahead, Texter. We need Jaden Quinn to come in and watch him compete against Montrez at the TBT. Look, I'm in. Great. Yes, I want Montrez ruining Jaden Quaintance's life. That would be great. All right, so
that would
he's 16. It's not his fault. Trez is a man.
No, it's like when Michael Jordan drafted Kwame Brown and then psychologically killed him before he could ever do anything.
Oh, my God. That poor guy.
Kwame Brown.
What a name. Kwame Brown.
That's one of the great Stephen A. Smith moments of all time is talk about Kwame Brown. This man is a bona fide scrub.
All right, are you ready to get angry, Zach?
Always.
We have a text on the text line. 437-9680.
Okay.
Hot take. Beastie Boys are overrated. They just shout at the end of each verse and are lame. Zach, your response.
That is so blasphemous. It's not even worthy of a response.
Sabotage came out of the car the other day. You know how good that sounds in a minivan?
Yeah.
You're damn right.
Sabotage sounds good anywhere.
Roll the windows down on the minivan. Get that Sabotage out.
Nothing says 40-year-old suburban dad like
right.
Sabotage.
Let's go.
In a minivan.
Right after that Wu-Tang Clan, let's go.
That's right. You put some respect on the Beastie Boys. You watch the Sabotage video, if nothing else. That's all you need to know about
the
Beastie Boys.
Okay. Text, you're doing God's work. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. From a Twitter account, at your boy Zach Martin. How about that? That's really close to yours.
It is.
Brock Bauer's sister, the best player in this draft right now. I love it, man. That's great. Oh, man. Texter, don't worry, guys. This is a long, lifelong Chicago sports fan. The ownership will find a way to ruin Caleb Williams. Honestly, if you're a Bears fan, that's got to be the concern. I was worried about that with the Lions. They've ruined so many dudes. Dude, Stafford's there for a decade. He goes to the Rams for a year, wins a title.
Yep.
Please. No, I get it, man. I get it. That division's a dumpster.
If Caleb Williams were being drafted anywhere else, I don't think people would have had the concern that they do.
Texter. Now I'm angry with that BC tag. Texter, you freaking out over tattoos shows how old you are. Everyone is covered in tattoos. I see women at church every Sunday covered in tattoos. It's 2024. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I see those things as well, but the leg sleeve of tattoos and then the Raiders picking is funny. It just is. It's funny. That's all. I see people with tattoos too, I promise. Texture, there we go. Looks like Dayton transfer Bria has cut out UK and is visiting UConn this weekend. Then Duke early next week with no plans for more visits. Oh boy, BBN, what's going on over there? I'm going to give him another week, like I did with Kelsey. I'm just going to wait. Texture, release that person's phone number with that Beastie Boys take, Texture. Dogs in Atlanta. Oh, I can't do that. No, we're not doing that. Nope. Texter, do you remember the Office episode where Michael and Dwight make a video that looks like the Sabotage?
Yes.
I do. Sabotage, yes. Top five music video of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Easy to say. That's easy. Thriller's up there. Land of Confusion's up there. Yep. Take on Me is up there. Yes, all of those. Yes. Fantastic. All the Puffy video. Oh, wait. No, we're not doing that. Texter, that sounds like a bank robbery in the works. Minivan, middle-aged man with Sabotage rocking. I used to have a station wagon, and I'd rock out to a little Wu-Tang in the station wagon.
Well, that's quite the visual.
Now it's the minivan. So there you go.
Yeah. That's what kids will do.
Look, man, it is what it is. I do need to do a little bit of horses coming up next. We've got to meet some of the Derby contenders. All that, of course, presented by my friends at the Kentucky HBPA. KYHBPA.com. Go check them out for all the articles and different happenings around there. Dabo Swinney was texting the Ravens. Joel Embiid, 50 points in a playoff game. We're just so desensitized to how good these guys are. We are. We're just desensitized to how good the NBA is right now. And more talk about the Beastie Boys. We do it next here at Bo & Co. ESPN 680, 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.